Paul Steinhauser breaking that story on Senator Scott nationally, and I guess it was a surprise to those who worked for the senator, very well thought of individual, but obviously looking down the road and bowing out for this go-around, Paul.
That's right, Jack. He did it on my network on the Fox News last night, and he didn't tell a lot of his staff. They were surprised. He did have a call with the staff after the live interview, but he is out. He said, it's been clear that the voters are telling me, not now, Tim. Those were his words. Two things, Jack. He said he would probably not make an endorsement. He said the best way for me to be helpful is not to weigh in, so he won't be backing any of his former rivals. He also gave a thumbs down to the idea that he could serve as the running mate next November. He said being vice president has never been on my to-do list. He goes back to his day job, right? U.S. Senator from South Carolina. He was just reelected overwhelmingly last November. He said at that time, Jack, that was his last run for Senate, but we'll see. You know, 2028 is a long way away. And I'll just say this. He was running a very uplifting, positive, feel-good, conservative campaign that really illustrated his rags-to-riches story, right? He grew up in poverty, single mother. But it just seems that kind of positive, uplifting message is not what Republican voters really want right now, right? They want angry. They're angry, and they want something more like, I guess, Donald Trump, the grievances, because he's the commanding front runner in the race.
Yeah, it's interesting, and, you know, it's going to be interesting the next 4 to 6 weeks where it goes from here. Paul Steinhauser reporting nationally for Fox News GMI Studios. Good morning, New Hampshire. Thank you, Paul.
Thanks.